Brothers and sisters, after the announcement received by the shepherds yesterday on Christmas Eve, today the liturgy gives us to retain as the gospel of this Christmas day the sublime prologue of St. John, prologue which is truly like a sun in the heaven of revelation. It is given to us to retain this prologue in order to detect the crucial light that God gives us on the deep meaning of Christmas, the deep meaning of the incarnation of the Word of God. Because at the core of this prologue, there is a phrase that is familiar to us, but which we never scrutinize enough. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. By these words, St. John reveals to us the true identity of Jesus. It makes us understand that the little child born of the Virgin Mary in the cave of Bethlehem is not only a newborn among billions of others. He is the eternal Word, the second person of the Holy Trinity. In other words, he is the only begotten Son of God the Father, that beloved Son in whom the God Father eternally puts all his kindnesses. He who was eternally begotten of the Father through God, from true God, as we say in the Creed. He wanted to be born over time by assuming a human nature in all similar to us, to ours, except sin. But then, brothers and sisters, a question arises. What is the reason for such a disturbance on the part of God? What does he bring to us by his incarnation? In the Gospel, St. John assures us that there are two essential blessings: the truth and the life. Jesus, the Word made flesh, bring us the truth. It is enough to meditate attentively on the gospel to discover that through his person, it is at the same time the whole truth about God and all truth about man that is revealed to us. The whole truth about God, because he is the visible image of the invisible God. In him, perfect mirror, is reflected the face of God, our Father in heaven, who is all love and all tenderness, inexhaustible and untiring mercy. The whole truth about man, because he is the most human of all men, the accomplished model of man, the universal brother, and the most faithful of all friends. The one who understands everything and draws near to people. The one who restores confidence to the sinner, to the most unfortunate, to the most desperate. Thus, on all the pages of his life, we can read the explanation of our own life and the deep meaning of our destiny. With the truth, brothers and sisters, the Word made flesh also brings brings us the inestimable wealth of life and the only life worthy of the name. I mean, the life which does not grow old and does not die, because it is the very life of God. And Jesus gave us to deserve it by offering himself on the altar of the cross. And he communicates this life to us through baptism, which is the sacrament of our new birth. St. John says, from his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace. From his fullness. He says also, he came to what was his own, but his own people did not receive him, did not accept him. His people, it is not only his contemporaries, it is not only the Jews of that time, that's also us who have the honor to bear his name. That's also us who have the honor to bear his name and who belong to him by virtue of our baptism. Can we truthfully declare this morning that we have already accepted to receive him, or that from now on we are going to do it? In any case, let us remember on this Christmas day that we do not receive someone when we leave him on the doorstep. He is received only if he enters entirely at our home, only if he finds a place there. But what are we doing with regard to Jesus, who keeps knocking at our door? Too often, alas, let us acknowledge it humbly, too often his mind does not reach the depths of our soul. We receive him, of course, in his word, in the Eucharist, in the neighbor, or in the events. But we receive him on the threshold of our heart, because our heart used to be like a hostel encumbered with worldly worries, with worldly desires and earthly ambitions. And finally, no more than in the city of Bethlehem, the night of his birth, we also indirectly tell him that there is no room, there is no place for him in our life and activities. So, brothers and sisters, this Christmas, let's not say one more Christmas, because on this Christmas again, the time is given to remind us that God loves us. He loves us so much that he wants to introduce us into his intimacy by making his life ours and by giving a dimension of eternity to our lives. This is the meaning of Christmas. And we know that this unbelievable gift, God, who does not change, keeps on doing it to us. For his part, in effect, everything is given. Everything is superabundantly communicated. But it is in our side that things, alas, are not so simple, because everything depends on our receptivity, on our quality of reception. God is, so to speak, like a transmitting station in eternal emission of light and love. But because we are a receiving station badly turned and swarming with parasites, we diminish, we limit, when we do not repel it, this powerful emission of light and love. And that is the whole meaning of these words. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. So, brothers and sisters, let us remember that we will have truly received him only when he will be the only master for us. We will have truly received him only when we will be accepting him, when with faith, he will be our teacher. We'll accept all his teachings, those who bother us as well as those who please us. We will have truly received him only when we will do not our will, but his will in the most difficult and most crucifying things, as in the easiest and most pleasant things. We will have truly received him when our life, striving to imitate that of Mary, will be no more than a yes. Yes to all that he, Jesus, expects of us. A yes constantly reaffirmed. A yes of acceptance. A yes of communion in love with him. So, brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas to all of you, and may Jesus dwell in all our families and in the deepest of our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.